Welcome back to another episode of Renewing Minds Pod. I am your host, Akilah Smith, and today is March 17th, but also yesterday I uploaded a podcast without the good quality. The microphone wasn't working. I was kind of sad. I was kind of in my feelings, but then I'm just like, hey, I'll do another video tomorrow to make sure that y'all get good audio. It's not going to be the same. I'm talking about something different today. All of it is good, but yeah, just my apologies. I hope that the mic is working now. I hope that everything is working now. So yeah, just my apologies for that. The fan in the background blowing, but I still wanted to upload it. And so, yeah, let's just get right into it. So yesterday the video was based off, I started off with, why is it easier for people to disobey God? Or why is it easier to get people to sin against God than it is to get them to be obedient to God? And today, as I was thinking about it before I did the pod, the Holy Spirit gave me this. A lot of people don't know how much God loves them. Like, a lot of people lack the knowledge, or is it the knowledge, or I think it's awareness. I think that's the word I'm looking for. Knowledge too, but the awareness of God's love, and the knowledge too, because the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But anyways, a lot of people don't know how much God loves them. Like, a lot of people genuinely just don't know. A lot of people think because of their circumstances, God is not who he say he is. Or all the things that people say about God, that's not who he is because what's going on around me. And I just think that's important for us as believers and as Christians to, for one, let our life reflect, and also just be honest about our lives. Like, being a Christian doesn't make you limit you from facing everyday challenges that an unbeliever faces. So I think we have to do a better job with explaining to people, like, hey, just because I'm a Christian doesn't mean I don't go through stuff. Just because I'm a Christian doesn't mean I don't have feelings now. Just because I follow God, that doesn't mean I'm not human. Like, I think, especially myself, I have to do a better job of expressing that side of it. Like, it doesn't limit me from facing all the things. What it does, though, is it saves me. God gives me grace through those errors, and he does a work in me, and he gives me joy. He shows me love in these times. Like the Bible says, when you go through tribulations, you should rejoice, but you can only do that you'll only be able to do that with the power of God, with the Holy Spirit. That's the only way you'll be able to get and do what the Bible says. So I just wanted to say that, to anybody listening, like, God loves you. He loves you more than you can ever imagine. More than you ever think or imagine. According to That's my song, bro. That is my song. But yeah, God loves you more than you can imagine. And yeah, he loves you. He loves you. I think people need to know that. God loves you. He loves you. And yeah. The next thing I want to talk about is, I'm at a point in my journey, even though it's still early, y'all, I'm a new believer, but I'm at a point where I don't even want to say anything if it doesn't line up with the word of God. Like, yesterday I mentioned how I was happy that God stopped me in my tracks, because I looked back at an old video and I had titled it, Do What Makes You Happy. Like, you really telling people to do what makes them happy? Mm-mm. Like, I'm at a point where I don't even want to quote, like, scriptures that I mean, not scriptures, but I don't even want to quote, what do you call it? Quotes that are just going against God, or just, it got a little bit of God in it, but it also got a little bit of sauce and whatever, a little bit of feelings in it. It's like, no, I want to get to the point where if it doesn't line up with what God said, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say, I don't want to be an advocate for things that are not of God. I want to stand strong and firm on the word of God. Because I just feel like that it's important. And the Bible says, the heaven and the earth shall pass, but his word will remain. That's how he said he put his word above his name. So that's how important it is. And I just want to be someone who really just word of God, word of God, word of God. Like the Bible says, God says, and that could get annoying to some people. But hey, if it's annoying to you, then hey, you might not just be for me. Because I'm trying to meditate on the scripture. I'm trying to do what the word says. I'm trying to, I think the Bible says, bind these things in your heart, or keep these things in your heart. But it's like, I'm actually trying to do what the Bible is telling us to do. So everything that I speak about when I have conversations, that stuff is going to come out. Like, that's just what happens when God renews your mind, I'm guessing, or when you just follow the rules or the laws. I don't know. I just that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. So yeah, sometimes it can be hard to have conversations, especially in this season of being a new believer and moving over from the world and, you know, that kind of thing. So that's just where I'm at. I'm at a point where, like, man, if it don't line up with what God said, I don't want to hear it, because it's like, it's almost like polluting. It's like you're saying something that's going against what God said. Like, I can't take that. It's almost like, no, stop. God said this. You know what I'm saying? And I know that can be annoying to some people, but hey. Oh, and this was the example that I had when I said I'm to the point where I don't want to say anything if it doesn't line up with the word of God. I'm not going to tell someone to, this is going back to the YouTube post where I titled it, Do What Makes You Happy. I said, I'm not going to tell someone to go live their life and go do what's best for you. Like, how does that line up with what God said? How is that going to benefit someone, knowing what I know about God, to just tell people, yeah, like, man, just go live life, knowing that I know the truth now? It's like, the Holy Spirit won't even let me do it. The Holy Spirit won't even let me support things that I know are against God. And it's hard, y'all. It's so hard. But it's like, this is the real. And I also say that because the Bible says there's a way that seems right. So why encourage someone to go do their own thing, when I know that the Bible says, hey, your way seems right, but it's going to end in death. So why would I tell somebody, hey, go do your own thing? Like, no, it's time to be honest with people. It's time to be honest. And either people will hear it or they won't. I also want to let y'all know who I watch. What pastor I watch. I watch a pastor by the name of Kevin L.A. Ewing. I highly encourage y'all to watch him. I'm not saying, like, oh, this is the only person you should watch. I'm just saying, sprinkle a little bit of Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing in your, in some time that you have, especially when it comes to reading the Bible and understanding laws, the principles. Like, this dude is really, his name is Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing, E-W-I-N-G. And yeah, I highly encourage y'all to watch him. He breaks down scripture to the point where a child can understand. And it's all like laws and rules. And he gives you the scriptures of how the stories in the Bible line up, like generational curses and like spirits. And just, it's like, you know how the Bible tells us not to focus on what we can see and focus on the things that we can't see. That's literally what his teaching does for me. It's like, okay, stop focusing on what you can see and know that we coexist with spirits and we're not just here on earth. We're not just here on earth by ourselves. And look past people and know that they're spirits. People are being controlled by spirits. And yeah, it's a whole lot of stuff I can go into, but I can't say everything that I've learned from him and the knowledge, but I can just encourage y'all to go watch him, and y'all will see exactly what I'm talking about. Again, Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing. And last night I wrote down some scriptures. I was watching one of his teachings, and I wrote some scriptures down last night because I want to start declaring the word of God. The Bible says, what does the Bible say, Akila? The Bible says, don't be like the heathens and keep saying the same thing over and over again in prayer. It's Matthew 6. He's doing a new thing, and it's in me, and it's in me. He's doing a new thing. It says, Matthew 6, verse 7, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. So that's another thing I'm starting. Like, God heard you. Like, God heard what you said, Akila. He heard. He already knows what you need before you even ask him. So let's just start. Okay, God, you already know. So let's just start declaring the word. And watch it. And this is why I decided to do this. Isaiah 43:26 says, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. So God is saying to put him in remembrance of his word. And it's like, it's almost like, let us plead together. Bring your case so you can be justified. Like, put me in remembrance of my word. What does my word say? What does my word say? And so, yeah, this is basically how God already heard me. In prayer, I'm also learning that sometimes it's kind of random for me. Like, sometimes out of nowhere, I'll just get this feeling or this thought in my head that's like, pray. Like, it's time to pray. And I'm getting used to it. Like, I'm really getting used to, it's like a new relationship. It's like I'm in relationship with the Holy Spirit. Now I have to really connect with the Holy Spirit. So it's like, when those things come up, I have to be like, oh, okay. Like, it's really time to pray. No, this is not a thought that just randomly just showed up. No, pray. Like, wherever you are, just pray. Father God, I don't know what it is that you're trying to tell me or what it is that I should be praying for. And just let it go. Like, just let it flow. And that's something that I'm trying to get better at. Like, when it's time to pray, pray. The NLT version of Isaiah 43:26 says, let us review the situation together, and you can present your case to prove your innocence. But the king, let's see the message. Do they got a message Bible on here? He's writing the story. And it's in me. And it's in me. The message. Let's see what this says. So make your case against me. Let's have this out. Make your arguments. Prove you're in the right. Your original ancestors started the sinning and everyone since has joined in. That's why I had to disqualify the temple leaders. I don't really get that. I'm gonna be honest. But the King James Version and the NLT makes sense. Put him in remembrance. Plead your case. So I basically just wanted to read some of the... And I would advise y'all to like either jot these verses down or write these down somewhere. And I'm going to be adding... I have about 4 pages of scriptures. And I'm just going to be adding as I learn more. I'm going to just be adding scriptures. So when I just open this book, I can just get to going. Even though I have a book that's like this, the Bible Promises book. But just creating my own and actually writing stuff down for myself. I don't know. It gives a sense of like, okay, I did this. This is my work almost. Like, this is not a book that someone made. No, this is me actually trying to write out the scriptures and learn them for myself. And so I have 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, that says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I have Psalms 84, 11, which says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly. Proverbs 10, verse 24, says, the fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Psalms 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. John 15:7 says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Romans 8:11 says, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, and it dwells in you also. Psalms 5:12 says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor without compass him at with favor without compass him as with a shield. Proverbs 18:22 says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11 says, now the faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Joshua 1:3 says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you. Hosea 4:6 says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13 says, my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. What is God saying? His people has gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. We are in bondage spiritually, physically. Why? Because we don't read the word. We do not read the word. Simple as that. We don't read the words to understand. Some of us read it just to say we read it. Like, no, it's like, God, I need understanding. I need wisdom. I need the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding to actually, whatever your word says, to actually do them. To do them. I want to be a doer and not just a hearer of the word. Proverbs 11:9b says, through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Knowledge is what's going to deliver you. The knowledge of God. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Isaiah 26:3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Proverbs 10:20 says, the lips of the righteous feed many, but the fools die for want of wisdom. Psalms 119:65 says, thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Psalms 119:165 says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Now, this is the one I want to park on real quick. Even though I want to talk. Let's see how much time we have. Okay, 19 minutes. I really want to talk about fasting, though, and the importance of fasting, and how as believers we should be fasting. But peace is like a new term now. Like peace, like I just want a peace of mind. Like I just want peace. Like that's a very like popular phrase. Well, people just want peace. People want to be at peace But it's like, great peace resides in God. And he says, great peace have they which love the law. Great peace we will have if we love his law. And nothing shall offend us. It's another one I'm looking for. It's a peace verse. What is it? What is it? Peace, 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 peace. Isaiah. I think it's Isaiah 26:3. When it comes to peace. Because I know a lot of people have these different, like, oh, this is how you get peace. This is how you get peace. This is how you live a life of peace. It's like, that's like worldly peace. That's like peace that's not going to last. If it's not peace from God, you it won't last. It's temporary. It says, yep, Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Did I read that to y'all already? Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. I feel like I read that just now. But if your mind stays on God, if you keep your mind on God, perfect peace. Perfect peace. And that's why I was saying in a previous episode, I don't remember which one it was, but I was talking about how just for a quick moment, I got into that mode of, should I even keep doing this podcast? Should I even keep making these videos? Should I even keep talking about God? I got into that. Why? Because I took my mind off of God for one little second and tried to like make sense of like the world and the reality that I live in and stuff like that. And it's like when I did that for one sec, like just a little bit of time, just trying to overthink some stuff, it was like, man, what am I doing? Just that little bit of time that I took my mind off of God. Keep your mind. Those who keep their mind on me, I will keep them in perfect peace. I did read that to y'all. Yep, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Isaiah 26:3. But yeah, those are just some scriptures I wrote down last night. When I woke up this morning, I got to open that and just start saying them scriptures out loud. Declaring that word of God. Just declaring that word of God. What am I looking for? I'm looking for something. We had 22 minutes. That's not that bad. I don't want it to be too long because I did post a video yesterday. I might end up deleting it. I don't know. Okay, let's talk about the importance of fasting, y'all. Like, I don't hear too... Well, let me not say I don't hear too much. I do know it's some people that fast a lot. I also follow a lady by the name of Tiffany Montgomery. She has a ministry. It's a fasting and praying ministry. So I know there's people out there that do incorporate fast, but I believe fasting shouldn't just be like January fast. I know some people do the January fast, or like the end of the year fasting. I truly believe that fasting should be something that you're doing more often than just twice a year, three times a year. Like, fasting should be something that you do a lot. Let me just give y'all a quick story about my fasting. So when I started reading the Bible while I was overseas, the Holy Spirit led me to fast. And the only reason the Holy Spirit led me to fast is because I had read just a little bit of the Bible. I read that once. I just remember having that one scripture in my head that in Matthew where he says, these things only come out by fasting and prayer. So immediately when I downloaded that, the Holy Spirit was like, okay, we got some things that you need to fast. And that's why it's good to just read the word, because you don't even, like, the Holy Spirit will do the work in you just because you read the word. You don't even know what you read, because honestly, y'all, I didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't know what fasting did. I didn't know any of that stuff. So I didn't eat anything. I only drank water for like 18 hours. And like I said, I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew like something ain't right. Something ain't right, Lord. Something isn't right. Something isn't right. The way life is going, the way like something isn't like, you know what I'm saying? It's that feeling of a, okay, I need to do a little bit more. Yes, I'm praying, but it's time to, I got some stuff in me that's like, this stuff needs to come out, man. This stuff needs to go. And so I did that fast. And like within the next 11 days, I was overseas in Portugal. So within the next 11 days, I was back home. Like overseas, like career done. No more basketball. It's like God shifted my whole heart, my whole mindset. Because after that fast, I was home in the next like 10, 11 days. I was back home in Orlando. Ooh, boy, that junk's still crazy. And just to think that if I was still overseas right now, I would not be here today. I would not be doing this podcast. I would not be this far along in my journey. I would not know the things that I know. I would not have been able to get the wisdom, the knowledge that I have now. And that's how I know, like, God is, he is a worker, man. He's going to work on your behalf when you do what you need to do. He's going to work. And yeah, I've fasted every month since. And I'm not saying this to just be like, oh, like, yeah, I fast. Like, I just want to let you guys know I fast. Like, it's not even, I just want to let y'all know, like, it's important. It's important to fast. And it's biblical fasting, too. Like, not like, oh, let me fast from social media. Of course, all of those things are good. But no, when you turn down your plate, though, that's the fast of the Bible. That's the fast of the Bible. But I'm not saying that fasting from social media and YouTube and Netflix and whatever you feel like you need to take a break from, I'm not saying those things are good, but I'm saying what when it comes to a fast, biblically, what God is looking for is for you to turn down your plate. Yeah, and it's just things that I would have never known if I wouldn't have incorporated fasting. There's things I would have never been delivered from if it wasn't for fasting and God revealing these things during my fasting. And it's like, oh, this is what I'm operating out of. Oh, this is the spirit. Oh, here it is. Like, it's raging up, God. This is what it, like, this is what, oh, I hate when I do that. This is what it is that I'm trying to get over. This is why I have logged off of my Instagram. And this is why I'm not pursuing what you told me I should do. Like, this is why I put a stop to it. It's fear, Lord. It's fear. It's fear. You gotta go. Because operating out of fear, I would never be able to do what God has called me to do. Ever. So, yeah. Let me just give y'all some quick. Yeah, the spirit of fear was one of them, but I also had a lion spirit. Like, I used to just lie for no reason. Don't even know why you're lying. And that's what's scary. That's a scary thing, bro. And that's why the Bible says my people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. Like, the Bible says, I think Exodus 20. I'm just trying to make this make sense. Because if you got a lion spirit, right? Like, I had it bad, y'all. I had it bad. Hold on. I'm trying to look. I thought thou shalt not lie was a commandment. Do not lie. Don't bear. Yeah, you should not lie. That is a commandment. Okay, because I thought I was tripping. But yeah, I used to have a lying spirit. So imagine having a lying spirit, not getting delivered from it. You just lying. You're breaking God's commandment right off the bat. Like, I used to just be lying to people. Like, Now God delivers you from that, because it's like, now I don't have no reason to lie. And it's like, when I think about how I used to just lie, it's like, why even, like, why not just tell the truth about stuff? Why are you lying? Anyways, yeah, I had that spirit. I had that spirit bad. And yeah, there is no reason to lie now. Like I said, if it doesn't match up with the word of God, like, I don't have a reason to lie anymore. And Jesus has delivered me from that. Like, what's the point of lying? Tell the truth. What can man do to you? You should only fear God anyway. So if you're going to hurt somebody's feelings, like, oh, well, if this is going to come from, oh, well. But God said you should not lie. So, yeah, if you're watching this and you got a lying spirit, the Lord will deliver you from it. Where are we at? Where are we at? Where are we at with time? We at 31. Okay, let's, I don't want this to be too long. I keep saying that. But I was looking up, purposes for fasting. Just to give y'all some, just some things that I researched about the purpose of fasting. Number one, to strengthen prayer. Number two, to seek God's guidance. Number three, to express grief. And this is from the NIVBible.com. Number four, to seek deliverance or protection. Number five, to express repentance and a return to God. Number six, to humble oneself before God. Number seven, to express concern for the work of God. Number eight, to minister to the needs of others. Number nine, to overcome temptation and dedicate yourself to God. Number 10, to express love and worship for God. And each of them have scriptures by them. Like, number one has Ezra chapter 8 verse 23 when it comes to fasting to strengthen prayer, to seek God's guidance. Judges chapter 20 verse 26, to express grief. 1 Samuel chapter 33 verse 13, to seek deliverance or protection. You can refer to 2 Chronicles 20 verses 3 and 4. Number five, to express repentance and a return to God. You can reference to 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 6. Number six, to humble oneself before God. You can reference 1 Kings 21, chapter 27 through 29. I'm actually reading 1 Kings today, too. It's pretty good. It is pretty good. Like, it's pretty interesting to me, that 1 Kings. I'm reading that today. To express concern for the work of God, you can refer to Nehemiah chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. Number 8, to minister to the needs of others, you can look at Isaiah 58 chapter 3 through 7. Number 9, to overcome temptation and dedicate yourself to God, you can look at Matthew chapter 4 verses 1 through 11. To express love and worship for God, you can see Luke 2 verse 37. And so, yeah, that's just kind of some of the 10 biblical purposes for fasting. Of course, y'all, all this information that I give, even myself, I look at this stuff and it's like, I have to look at this stuff on my own. Like, that's why it's so important for me to constantly be reading my Bible as I listen to Pastor Kevin and other preachers. And as I research stuff, it's always important to read the Bible for myself so the Holy Spirit can guide me into all truths and make sure I'm not just getting information. Because at the end of the day, we're human. All people are going to make mistakes. Some people are going to say things the wrong way, interpret things that, you know, like, all of that stuff is capable. Even myself, if you're watching me, it's like, yes, I'm saying all of these things, but it's very important to read the Bible for yourself and let the Holy Spirit guide you. You can't get what I'm... You got to let the Holy Spirit guide you. You got to read the Bible for yourself. These rules and laws, y'all, it's stuff that we... We just don't know. And as I was seeking God too, he led me to Pastor Kevin, because I was on my phone one day just scrolling. One of my YouTube shorts, a lady by the name of Tiffany Montgomery, as I was telling y'all earlier, she popped up and she was talking. And I'm like, oh, like this is a black lady who is speaking about God. Not to say like white people, I'm not saying that, but I'm like, okay, what is she saying? And I was like intrigued on how she was talking about God. So I started to watch her. I started to follow her. I did a fast, and she led a fast, and I did that. And during that fast, she would tell us to like books to get, and she referred us to like people to watch. And I watched Pastor Kevin preach on one of the sermons that she told us to watch. And I was like, man, the way this man speak, like Pastor Kevin is for people who want answers and want them now. Like Pastor Kevin is for people who don't want to make excuses and want to take self accountability. So if you're not one of those people, like people can't tell you nothing, or you know, you operate out of offense, or that's why it's so important to get delivered. That's why it's so important to fast, so God can reveal. Because I was somebody who had the spirit of offense, the spirit of pride, a lion spirit. Boy, I probably had every spirit in the book of spirits lying in me. But it's like when God delivers you, okay, now you can accept when people tell you things. Okay, now you can be corrected. Okay, now I can show you who I really am. And so, yeah, Pastor Kevin is for people who's like, what you, okay, you told me that? Yeah, that was hard to take. Like, I got convicted, but okay, it's time to change. Like, and that's why I just enjoy his teachings. I enjoy his teachings so much. And he helps me to read the Bible differently, too. Now I'm not just reading the Bible. I'm actually reading it in a way that's like, okay, this happened because of this. Okay, this law. Okay, this happened to him because his father did, like, okay, this is making sense. Okay, God said, blessed are the, give to the poor and you will never lack. Okay. So God is not just saying this. We actually have to do this. You know what I'm saying? It's like reading the Bible it's like the rule book of life. What am I supposed to be doing? And what's causing the situation that I'm in now? You know what I'm saying? And the Bible says, I forgot what chapter it is. I think the Bible says he'll restore the time that the cankerworm. He will restore the time that the cankerworm, something like that. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. So God is a restorer. So just, it doesn't matter where you are or what your situation is. Like once you get on, like once you, I would highly recommend fasting, y'all. But once you go on that fast and let God do what he need to do, okay, this is where you should have been. So now it's time to. Now it's time to go. I'm going to restore to you all the years. I think it's Isaiah 60:22 is what I'm looking for. Okay, I just typed this on Google, but it says, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time, And then it has Isaiah 60:22, and it said, God wants to launch you forward into your destiny. No more of you progressing at a snail's pace, but God wants to launch you at lightning speed. Now let's look at Isaiah. Yeah. Isaiah 22, the least of you will become a thousand, the smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will do it swiftly. Let's see what the NLT, that's NIV. Let's see what NLT says. Swiftly, the smallest family will become a thousand people, and the tiniest group will become a mighty nation. At the right time, I, the Lord, will make it happen. Let's see, King James. I'll be looking at different versions. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a stone. I, the Lord, will hasten it. Yeah. Swiftly. So God is the one who wants to do that work. So just a reminder, y'all, to first of all, fasting is important. But let the Holy Spirit guide you into that. And yeah, I really want you guys to watch one of Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewan's teachings. So please watch one of his teachings. And you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And also read the word for yourself. Get in the word for yourself. Stay in the word. Stay in prayer, communication with God. But remember, don't do like the heathens. Don't be repeating the same thing. God already heard you. Instead, start to declare the word. Start to meditate on it. Keep it in your heart. And yeah, just God loves you. God loves you. He loves all of us. He wants to do great things for us. All for his glory, all for his glory, all for his kingdom. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for watching. This is low-key like a bonus episode because I just uploaded, but this was well necessary to give y'all some good audio. So again, please excuse me for the bad audio that I posted last night. I hope you enjoyed this. Make sure you comment, like, subscribe, and remember just to seek God for yourself. And yeah, it's that time. The kingdom of heaven is near. And so, yeah, y'all, let's just stay in the word. Let's stay in the word. Let's stay connected. And yeah, I'll see y'all next week. Same time, if God say the same. I might do some videos on my YouTube channel. On my vlogging YouTube channel. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, just make sure you stay in your word. Stay encouraged. Keep pushing. Keep fighting. God is with us. And yeah.